Kwete, Executive Director of the African Immigrant Caucus. Welcome to you. What do we know about what explains this election? Is it a anti-Jonathan or pro-challenger at this point?
I think it is both. I will put the emphasis on actually anti-Jonathan because, for one thing, this party that just won, they had been splinter parties, four of them, and they came together because they had been losing to Jonathan's party since 1999. But also this time, Jonathan's party split. There was an internal dispute and a lot of them left. I think that is under counted factor. They left because some of them had said that there was an agreement that Jonathan should not stand. Mm-hmm. So both the internal problems and the external coalition, I think, help explain it. There were other issues, political issues like the economy, mm-hmm. like Boko Haram, and like corruption as well.
Let me ask you more about Muhammadu Buhari, because a former military dictator, why would he be elected now in a democratic election?
I think we are going to be learning more about him because though he was a former head of state, it was only for a brief time, and then he has run three times and lost. And so people outside of Nigeria have a fairly simplistic view of him, but his image will be fleshed out now. For one thing, he's seen as a very austere, incorruptible man. He also has run four times, so clearly he's determined that there is something that he can do for Nigeria. And this time, so many Nigerians are supported him outside. Before, he had always been popular in the north. This time, he got support in the south, too.
Do you sense the implications for the fight against Boko Haram? Because that, of course, has been much of the focus, international focus, but also in Nigeria.
I do, actually. But, you know, I think that in the past 5 weeks, the elections were postponed because the military wanted more time to deal with the insurgents, and people were skeptical. But I think an objective look on the ground says actually they now have Boko Haram on the run. Now, they haven't been eliminated, and they are an insurgency force that uses terrorism, so they can pop up at any time. But it seems to me their back has been broken, so President Buhari will just have to mop up with them, make sure that they don't crop up again, and that they don't also spill over into neighboring countries.
You see signs that they are on the run, but the fight is really far from over. Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. I think it would be dangerous to assume that they've beaten and then take eyes off the ball.
Mm-hmm. What about the stakes for the United States? What impact does this have on our relations with Nigeria and for that matter, with the larger region because of its important role there?
I think it's actually a new and fresh and welcome beginning. I know that there are people, you know, the U.S. officially stayed neutral, but in my own picking up in the streets of Washington, I thought that people were tired of Jonathan and they would like a fresh face. Now we have somewhat of a fresh face. And the U.S., because of Boko Haram, but like the setup mentioned, Nigeria is the richest country, the largest economy in Africa. Somebody has estimated that the middle class in Nigeria is almost as large as the population of Germany. And so when the hiccup over the drop in the oil prices is gone, I think economic relations between the U.S. and Nigeria will be very strong. So both on security and the economy, I think the U.S. will want to strengthen its relations with Nigeria. Now, the kind of work that I do in the daytime, we like to see strong relations. And frankly, mm-hmm. we would have liked Nigeria to have received more help fighting Boko Haram in the same manner as the U.S. has given for the fight against ISIS. And I actually get the impression that the U.S. is about to do that.
You're seeing the more possibility from that out of
right.
this. All right. Ni Akwete, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.